Masechet Zevachim, Perek Yod, Mishnah, Dalet. In the previous two Mishnayot, we gave seven examples of when you have two korbanot that are ready to be offered, which one is holier and should be offered first. Here we'll continue to elaborate on that and provide some concluding thoughts. Mishnah says, Ha'ofot kodmin ha-menachot mipene shehen mine damim. Bird offerings come before mincha offerings, which are flower offerings, because bird offerings have blood with them, blood offerings, as opposed to mincha offerings, which are simply flour. And blood offerings provide the most type of kapara, so therefore the ofot, birds, go before mincha offerings. Another ninth example, minhat hote kodemet leminhat nedava, the amongst flour offerings, a mincha offering that a sinner brings for certain types of averot, if a person can't afford an animal or a bird, they bring a mincha instead. So a mincha of a hote comes before a minhat nedava, voluntary minhat offering, mipinei shehiba'a al chet, because the sinner's minhat comes to provide kapara for a sin, where a voluntary minhat does not, so therefore the sinner's minhat is considered to be holier. Now we'll bring one more halakha that doesn't really fit in the flow, but we bring it anyway. Hatat ha'of kodemet le'olat ha'of. The bird hatat comes before a bird ola, as it explicitly says in the Torah. If a person is bringing a pair of birds, a hatat and an ola, he brings the hatat first. V'ken behekdesha. The same is true when it comes to its sanctification. If a person is bringing a pair of birds as a korban, and he has a hatat and an ola, he sanctifies the hatat bird first. If a person has to actually sanctify them, if he has to separate one for a korban, he has to specify what he's doing. So he's separating one away, has to specify that the hatat ha'of goes before the olat ha'of. He has to make holy the hatat ha'of first.